Good afternoon. It's Ian Garland for ASI Cast. I'm pleased today to have be joined by Gay Leroy of IAB Australia. Thanks, Gay. For the audience, particularly those in Europe and international, can you introduce yourself and explain a little about the role of the IAB in Australia?
Yeah, of course, Ian. As Ian said, my name is Gay Leroy, and I'm the CEO of the IAB in Australia. So probably most of the audience have hopefully heard of the IAB. So it's the Interactive Advertising Bureau. The Australian chapter, the way I look at it, we sort of have four big buckets of our role in the market. So the first one is sort of around standards and governance. Second one around education. Third around all the fun stuff, advocacy, promotion, highlighting innovation, etc. And then the last one, which we've been missing a little bit this year or the last couple of years, is around community. So we try and sort of service quite a lot of areas. We have a broad member base from publishers to technology companies to agencies and a few advertisers as well. So lots of people to try and keep happy.
All right. Well, the big news last week was that you appointed Ipsos as the preferred audience measurement supplier for planning, buying and reporting of digital measurement, digital audiences in Australia. Does that mean that your services will operate like a traditional JIC where you own the service and market the data, or is it going to be more like the UK, where Ipsos will act effectively to retail the data to any interested parties?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to the UK model. So we basically give a stamp of approval for Ipsos in this case to be the preferred supplier in the market. A little bit different in terms of the UK, we don't have a separate body like UCOM as a governance body. So it sits within the IAB, but we collaborate very strongly with our agency and advertiser friends.
All right, great. So given that the incumbent had been Nielsen for the last 10 years, does that mean that, because they have been largely, as I understand, running a free market operation as well, what do you think Nielsen will be doing given the change of endorsement?
Look, I think it's a little early for Nielsen to sort of decide exactly what their model will look like after the appointment. And this appointment is sort of second quarter of next calendar year. So there's a little bit of time where Nielsen is still our partner in market. I'd imagine they'll change their service a little bit to, look at the gaps in the market. But from an IAB and an industry point of view, the reason that we play a governance role is not just to, I guess, be nasty to other vendors, but it's particularly for agencies and advertisers to sort of give them one source of truth and for us to have a pretty heavy role in making sure that the data's up to scratch from an industry point of view. But we'll continue to work with Nielsen in, they will still have, products like CMB, which is their big consumer profiling service and other things.
It's interesting as you talk about the one source of truth. The one thing which I think was great about this tender process was that there's a fairly well publicized industry review of requirements. Beforehand, you commission independent party to seek input from a wide range of players and characters in the market. What was the outcomes of that review, and why did your stakeholders decide that Ipsos was the best to fulfill them?
Yeah, it was an interesting exercise. Everyone has an opinion on measurement, as you well know, and what should be in the mix or not. So it was really important for us to step back and go, do we need currency? Because, with digital data, everyone's, there's a whole lot of first party data, a lot of changes going on with signals, etc. So we really did want to sort of keep ourselves honest and outsource some of that to consultants to get the truth, things that they might not say to our face. And I think it was a mix. And again, I'll sort of put it into sort of three different buckets in terms of what we got back from that exercise. I guess the first piece was, yes, we still need an RNF or reach and frequency currency for content measurement, that broad inclusive marketplace. And I guess this is where digital is a little different than some of the other channels. It is looking at all sites, apps, whether they take part or not, so we can give agencies an understanding of what's going on in the complete digital audience market. So there was a role to keep that, make sure those sort of really base metrics were still in place. And then improving, there were some improvement areas. making sure there was a little more depth. Really simple things, which, you know, sound simple but are really hard to get right. More usability of the data, better interfaces, just making sure it lived and breathed in different markets. And then the new stuff, which is the exciting stuff, which is, I guess, building a base that really looks at cross-device in a way that's sort of fit for market at the moment. A data set that's ready for cross-media. And I know the audience here will, you know all the challenges that go along with that. And then in this market, it was particularly important to have CTV in the mix. So yeah. That sort of looking at consumption today and making sure that we had a currency that was reflecting that market.
You have a fairly broad church, platforms like Google and Facebook, traditional broadcasters like Channel 7 and 9, publishers like The Guardian and News Corp and other technical partners, technology partners and new operators like the classifieds, car sales and real estate. Is it possible that a single service can meet all the needs for planning, buying and reporting?
It can definitely do the basics. If you take it back to what the common, you know, the common criteria is, and it's an audience number. Like, really simply, they all want to know what their audience number is, you know, over a certain period of time that they compare. So absolutely one currency can do that. There's going to be nuance and depth in all those different areas, and you know, a currency can't provide all of that color. Some of that will come back to, you know, first party, individual publishers, etc. But, you know, it makes it sound simpler than it is, but time and people, like, it's common across all currencies, and it's common for this one as well.
I think, in fact, time and people, it's interesting because there have been a range of measures, particularly in the internet space over the last decade or two, the importance of where the streams for video content hits and the event, the move to devices. And again, you went to great lengths in your press release to talk about the move to people-based measurement rather than device-based. You also talked about the probable and very likely changes in trends, the break in trend first and foremost, but probably most importantly, the emphasis was on the expectation that they may be lower. Given the service you're proposing and Ipsos will be providing is a more comprehensive cross-platform by design, why do you think the audiences may be lower? And it, either way, really, how do you expect you'll be able to explain these differences to the marketplace?
I guess it's managing expectations. You're never going to say everyone's going to go up, because that could be get ourselves in all sorts of trouble. Look, we really wanted to make sure that cross-device duplication count was really, really robust. And I think that's where digital's got itself in trouble in the past. So making sure that we really are only counting that one person on platform, off platform, you know, the myriad of devices. So look, I'm hoping the numbers won't be crazily different. We're lucky we have had a partner in Nielsen that's really come from a people-based measurement point of view. So we're improving on a pretty solid base. But yeah, we have to manage expectations. They will look different. Numbers might turn around. I mean, we've had so many changes in digital measurement over the last 10 years. There's trend breaks sort of left, right and centre. You'd think people would get used to it, but I guess when it comes to your own business, you have to be pretty precious.
Yeah. You talked about the factors, time and people, audiences and content. Does the service extend to campaign reporting? And if so, to what extent does it rely on cooperation with the digital community, tagging, stuff like that? Because I guess the real question that will come out is, forget just the broad church, is it possible for a sample-based measure to provide campaign reports for, say, programmatically targeted audiences of high granularity?
I guess the disappointing answer to sort of the first and last question is both no. So we did ask in our tender brief to sort of dazzle us with ideas for campaign measurement. We're in a really tricky point, I think, with digital measurement at the moment, with changes to cookies, changes to IDFA, to, you know, come to a conclusion. I was underwhelmed by, I guess, the campaign side of things that came through, but it talking to my overseas colleagues, it doesn't seem surprising. We've been watching the work that Origin are doing with Project Origin in the UK. So our hope and our dream is that we build a really solid input from a content measurement point of view that can work together with, you know, a campaign solution in the future, whether that's on a similar type of sample-based, but more likely that it will be pulling data from a whole lot of different reporting interfaces.
All right. I think the entire tagging, yeah, which I think is well known both for this solution and internationally, is a key part. I think my observation, one of the biggest challenges for internet measurement over the last decade or so has been the increasing need of cooperation with either second or third parties. The tagging by the publishers themselves, previously access to profiles from social media by some of the solutions that have been offered in the past. To what extent does the Ipsos solution get around those sort of problems? And if they don't, to what extent is the solution still at risk that if one or more of the parties refuse to cooperate, either on the publisher side or on the third party side?
We've been pretty lucky in Australia from a publisher point of view. We've had pretty comprehensive domestic tagging from about 2000. Right. So we're probably the one market in the world that has had on that content side really comprehensive tagging, and we're expecting that to continue. There'll be the normal sort of technical hurdles to overcome with people changing those tags. But from a content side of things, for publishers to get that really deep data, they'll need to tag again. But we're expecting that to follow through. There's definitely less, risk in this solution than there have been the work that sort of Nielsen did previously in the partnership with Facebook, which gave, you know, really great timely data. But as you said, there was a risk factor of having one partner. So as people tag or untag, there'll be different levels of data, but having that broad panel that's being built for today's sort of world will make sure there's at least some data point there for the buy side to reference.
I think, again, looking to the future, one of the things that you talked about was some of the extended metrics that are available in IRIS, which is the UK equivalent, what Ipsos will develop here for the Australian market. I guess it's probably fair to say that over the last 50 years or more, most of the media operators, let's ignore for the time being things like the technology platforms and the like, but really have sold advertising up to the point of the exposure level. You know, that's been most of what they've been doing. You're clearly anticipating that the fact that you might have some very contemporary concepts at the moment, like engagement and attention, coming through as these extended metrics. To what extent do you think that might create a Tower of Babel? You know, we have a very objective measure like exposure, and then a really highly interpretive set of objective of measures which aren't so objective, like attention and engagement. Do you see a risk of these ancillary metrics creating confusion with the IAB currently?
Possibly. I think we're going to have to do a very good job defining what those metrics are, making sure there's some common criteria. But I think there needs to be room for governance over colour. That's sort of as the way I see it. So attention is absolutely, the latest flavour. And we're seeing interesting metrics come through from a whole lot of different providers. I think having, something a little bit more common in that will be useful in market to have some comparison points. So lifting that hygiene level to a certain extent, but I think the need for trade research and bespoke research will always continue from a publisher point of view.
I think it's probably fair to say, as someone who's been in this space now for a long time, that one of the things that I would have observed from international conferences and just work generally is that the international companies like Nielsen, the previous supplier here, Comscore, the previous supplier in the UK, both of whom are large international organisations, have really been, and certainly I've seen it in conferences, known to present their audience measurement services as suited to multinational advertisers because of their implementation being, at least at the basis, uniform across different countries. The sort of bespoke solution that you have proposed here for Australia while similar, it sounds like there are elements which are common, but elements which are different to the UK. These look like solutions which are tailored to specific country requirements, you know, a strong domestic publication platform and the like. It's funny because, if you like, the TV audience measurement industry worldwide has probably been criticized by the multinationals for having differences across country. And so I think that, if you like, are we seeing a move, you know, with the one of the two most recent announcements in audience measurement to a more bespoke solution, a move away from the importance of the multinationals? Did the multinationals play a role in deciding what you did with your requirements, and how did they pan out as part of that decision process?
Yeah, look, I think it's sort of, as we were discussing before, that time and people element is going to be the common area. For once, in terms of digital measurement, it feels like Australia is not going first. I feel like we've spent the last 15 years, you know, trying to create new things, often being the first in the world with some of the Nielsen products, which, you know, I think we're all a little bit exhausted from. It's been great, but I'm quite happy to sort of follow what's happening in the UK. Ipsos have also been appointed in Canada, so there's three sort of large markets going with Iris at the moment. But I think making sure that we had a partner that could create a data set that was very much a respondent level data set that could integrate with other data sources. And I feel like it can work with any products around the world. And to your question, that the platforms were definitely part of this conversation as well. And again, they want to make sure, you know, in particular, the cross media side of things works in each individual market. So yes, they want conformity where possible across the globe, but still matching with the local, in particular, TV currency, and making sure they work together.
I think you mentioned before Project Origin, and touched on it now. I'm sure most of the audience would be aware. It's a fairly large project, you know, from the World Federation of Advertisers, and really a lot of it's tied to trying to better understand the efficiencies and cross-platform measurements. Again, your announcements, you went to some extent to talk about the fact that you saw the new IAB currency as an enabler, not a deliverer, of their requirements for Project Origin. How do you see this playing out? Do you see it as bespoke solutions developed by the IAB or Ipsos or multiple parties? Do you see it as feeding into requirements? How do you see it unfolding?
Well, I'm imagining projects like Origin will, in each market, really have to have, in theory, the advertiser body at the heart of it, because it's pulling together, you know, currencies as a sort of a starting point. And they are all quite different in each market. So even though we're talking about digital being slightly different, if you compare TV or out of home in different markets, they're even more diverse. So I guess that's where we see our starting point is making sure we've got a really robust data set that can feed with other currencies, and then work with our local advertiser body, which is the AANA, and our agency group, to make sure if we're pulling in client data, platform data, that there's oversight there from those bodies as well.
Look,
Origin, I guess it'll be interesting to see where it goes. I probably need an update on that, but it's such a ambitious project, and I've been really amazed that it's got this far, because often projects haven't got this far with cross-media measurement. But I think there'll be a lot of lessons from the UK market that we can build from.
Well, I think you talk about sort of cross-media measurement. One of the interesting things about your announcement is it comes almost cheek by jowl with the launch of Austam, the Australian TV GIX, launch of their VOZ service, Virtual Australia, which is designed from the outset to be cross-platform, primarily video measurement services. It's interesting to me, how do you see the IAB currency, the Austam TV audience measurement services, including VPM and VOZ, in the same market together? Are they competitive? Are they complementary? Are they something else?
Well, you know I'm competitive by nature, but actually they are complementary. And I guess the way to think about it is you know, Oztam's trying to do that total audience for primarily long form content from the publishers, for the broadcasters. And our remit is video, short form, long form, social video, etc. So we're really pleased that Oztam will be working with us to provide almost the holes that we've got in our data set. So with Ipsos, we'll be building a desktop, phone and tablet panel. We're working with some of the big platforms to get their CTV data, and working with Oztam to use the broadcaster data from a CTV point of view. So we'll be using our information for phone and the other devices and bringing in that CTV data. But it is a bigger universe that we're looking at. So we're not just looking at ad supported. We will have SVOD data, at least from a broad audience point of view, not necessarily programming point of view. So it won't go as deep as Oztam into programming for the broadcasters, but it will be, particularly for agencies, that understanding of time across different channels.
Yeah. I think that it's really quite exciting time. I think that I'm pleased, and I'm sure that Ipsos and the IAB have got a lot of work between now and quarter two next year. Yeah, so thank you again for your time, and see you soon.
Thanks, Ian.